This weekend is a monumental weekend. It's the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. And I have on the line Michelle Marsh from WRAL-TV. What's the ambiance like? Is the city, you know, bumping with energy? What's going on, and how was your travels going up to D.C.?
Jody, a lot of energy here in the nation's capital. I can tell you it is a bit soggy. We've been dealing with some rain on and off pretty much all morning, but that's not dampening the spirits of the folks who are here to be a part of this historic weekend. I've met folks from not only our home state, but as far away as Australia and Germany. They're really just a huge cross-section of people who are here to be a part of history. And it's just amazing to see so many folks who recognize the importance of this part of American history.
Now, I was part of the 1983, when we graduated from college, we went up there and did the march back in 1983, and just the energy then was just like magnificent. I can't imagine what it's like now.
Absolutely. They're fencing up. You can see that they're already getting ready for the big day, which is on Wednesday, but there are lots of events happening this weekend. So they're setting up the stage in front of the Lincoln Memorial. And funny story, we were out there just shooting some video. And guess who walked by?
Who walks
None
by?
None other than the Reverend Al Sharpton and Congressman John Lewis. So anything can happen when you're out here in D.C. on such a big weekend. You never know who you're going to run into, and it's just been amazing. We had a chance, an opportunity to talk with Congressman John Lewis, who your listeners will know is an icon in the civil rights movement. He is the lone surviving speaker from that 1963 historic march on Washington. So it was truly a privilege to be able to speak to him today.
Michelle Marsh from WRAL-TV, thank you so much. And
thank you, Jody.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. We will.